So shall we go to your cases? Dr. Kaimak, do you want to start with your next cases?
Yes, some presentation with patients with DME. And I think you have also in your routine, in your practice, those patients, they refuse intravitreal injections and the laser treatment because they are afraid of any invasive treatment. So this was one of the patients where we tried the photobiomodulation, and you see the patients with this intraretinal fluid which disappears after 9 treatments. You see the flatten of the retina, and you see that this holds on for the next 3 months. So it is possible for those patients who really refuse to any invasive treatment, then you can offer these patients the photobiomodulation. This patient also with a little bit of macular edema, you see the fovea, depressions, and a very good visual acuity. You see those patients and you really don't know what to do with them. Should we do the intravitreal injections, or we should do the subthreshold laser in this case, or do nothing, just wait? And also, I think this is a very good candidate for starting with this photobiomodulation when you just want to get some experience with this new treatment modality. And also here you can see you have a little bit improvement, little bit disappearance of the intraretinal fluid. So starting with those patients in diabetic macular edema, I think it's a good possibility. You have also patients with more intraretinal fluid, and but also again with a very good visual acuity, and you are afraid of, I think, when you should do here an intravitreal injection, the patient would get an endophthalmitis. It would be really a disaster when you treat those patients. And also here with 9 treatments within 11 weeks, you have a little bit improvement. You see that the intraretinal fluid is disappearing. So these are very good candidates to start with your photobiomodulation in your new area of treatment. Again, in this case, we have an improvement in visual acuity. It's not very much, but it's enough for the patient, and you can do it without intravitreal injections. That means patients with a very good visual acuity, where it's ethically okay when you wait, when you do no treatment, or when you just wait for the intravitreal injection just to see what happened. This could be very good candidates for the photobiomodulation. In this case, we do a combination where we do the intravitreal injection, and then after the injection, we do the photobiomodulation. You see also an improvement in this page with the photobiomodulation. There is still intravitreal fluid. I think in diabetic macular edema, you can combine it when the edema is going away and you want to have a fine tuning and the visual quality. These are good indications for patients with diabetic macular edema. We look for the central thickness of the macula, and you see that most of the patients after 9 treatments within 3 weeks, you have a reduction in the macular thickness. So the macular edema is going away, and it holds on for several weeks. That means here, I think it's a new possibility for treatment alone with photobiomodulation or in combination with intravitreal therapy. And what is very important is the questionnaire when you're talking to the patients. This improvement is very important for the daily routine work, and you see that most of the patients, they get this feeling that the visual quality, the visual is going better. in most of the cases, and this, I think, it's a very good indication or for the possibility for treating those patients. You know, diabetic patients are not easy and to handle. And when you got a new tool for fine tuning the visual acuity, this helps you in your daily work.
Dr. Orduniak, we would like to share your experience.
This patient came to our clinic with a very big retinal pigmentary epithelium detachment. Then we offer to the patient a treatment, but not with laser, because could be dangerous. In these cases, you could have a very big tear in the retinal pigment epithelium with nano lasers in these cases, or with other lasers. And then we offer a photobiomodulation treatment, and the result was amazing. In this case, the retinal pigment epithelium detachment diminished a lot. The subretinal fluid gone out of the retina, and the visual acuity of the patient rise 22 letters. In this case, it was incredible. And after these results, we suspect a neovascular membrane and the retina. And then after this image, we start to treat with intravitreal. And the patient still maintained with very good visual acuity. But this result was only with photobiomodulation, 9 sessions in 1 month. But in chronic CSC patients, we have been seeing things like this. Patient who had been treated with micropulse laser or with nanopulse laser, after the treatment, the macula still with some diminish in the retinal sensitivity, and then we offer photobiomodulation and the patient feels better. Sometimes the microperimeter doesn't change, but the patient feels better. And another amazing case that we have been treating is amblyopia cases. In this case, the patient have an amblyopia. The visual acuity was 20 letters in this case. The patients report problem using the personal computer and closing the non-amblyopic eye. The patient cannot walk safely outdoors. Post-treatment, post 9 sessions of photobiomodulation, closing the non-amblyopic eye, the patient can walk outdoors by hours and can go walking, making trekking in the mountain, closing the non-amblyopic eye. And then the quality of life of this patient improves a lot. The visual acuity improves more than 10 letters, and the image was less pixelated. Then I think could be an opportunity, photobiomodulation could be an opportunity for patients suffering from amblyopia. Out of the modifying period in child. This is an adult patient with amblyopia, with 40 years old.
I think really that for the patients with very good visual acuity, where you are thinking not to do the intravitreal injection, where you can wait for the treatment, these are the candidates where we should start with the photobiomodulation.
It seems, as you say, for patients, there could be a benefit for diabetic patients with early maculopathy, with a minimum of intraretinal fluid and still good vision, patients where you want to avoid intravitreal injections, or perhaps an adjuvant to intravitreal therapy.
Yes, I think we know that we have this inflammatory disease in diabetic macular edema, and when it goes too much high levels of this cytokine, so it is very difficult just to get it with just one treatment, with just photobiomodulation. I think then a combination therapy should be very good in those cases.
To finalize, Dr. Odunia, what would be your take-home message for somebody who's considering starting to offer photobiomodulation in his or her practice?
I can say these doctors that are thinking to introduce photobiomodulation in his practice, that it is a safe technique, and the patient can be surprised and the doctor can be surprised in some cases seeing rising in visual acuity and contrast sensitivity of the patient. Then I think you can offer this technique because have no side effects and only benefits. This is my home message for the doctors.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kaimak, Dr. Odunia, for sharing your extensive experience in the use of photobiomodulation, for sharing your experience in real life, because there are studies. We know that experience in real life is not always the same as that in studies with the different therapies, but you have just shared with us for over 1 hour your experience of photobiomodulation in age-related macular degeneration and other conditions. Thank you very much to both of you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stanger.